You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The field of candidates for governor already has multiple people on the campaign trail despite the primary being more than a year away. With more, here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
Sarah Rodriguez is already on the road as the first official Democratic candidate for Wisconsin governor.
What I am hearing is that people feel squeezed. They are doing everything right. They are working, they are trying to do what's right, and they cannot make ends meet. And whether that is accessible and affordable health care, whether that's housing, whether that's child care.
The lieutenant governor considers these the top concerns for the next governor. And there are also questions if she knew about Evers' decision ahead of his announcement.
We need a governor who's going to be ready to go, who's going to be prepared, who's going to have their ducks in a row. And so I was prepared for either decision that he was going to make. I was prepared to run for governor. I was prepared to run for lieutenant governor and support him.
Washington County Executive Josh Schoeman and Whitefish Bay businessman Bill Berrien declared their candidacies as Republicans the election in 2026.
The primary for governor is in August, while the election is in November of 2026. Gas prices are slowly falling in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
In Wisconsin, it will cost you an average of $2.88 a gallon for gas, a decrease of 4.1 cents per gallon from last week. Nationally, the price has risen almost a cent to $3.10 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices are hovering around the $65 a barrel range, and gas demand is easing up as the summer wanes. He believes we'll continue to see a decline as we approach Labor Day, as long as there's no hurricane activity to disrupt supply.
Here in La Crosse, the average price for a gallon of gas has held steady at $2.92 since the beginning of the month, a few cents higher than the statewide average. Across the river, it's a little more expensive for gas, checking in at just under $3 per gallon in Houston County. City government committees are all done for the month in La Crosse. The next committee meeting is Friday to review a gas station design. Then the bulk of regular committee meetings resume next Monday, where the city will consider an ordinance restricting the sale of hemp-derived cannabinoids to people ages 21 and over. City officials will also take up items to replace drinking fountains around La Crosse and meet to discuss the new city administrator position. The next common council meeting is on August 14th. City officials are working on a remedy to publicly accessible drinking water. During the latest heat wave, bubblers across the city of La Crosse were shut off, as they have been all year, for not complying with ADA. Mayor Shawndell Washington Spivey sponsored a resolution to add drinking fountains that are compliant with ADA around the city. A second resolution seeks to preserve the non-compliant bubblers for historical reasons. A committee meeting Tuesday will address both resolutions. In the meantime, the city's bubblers will remain off. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources said it's investigating a boat explosion on the Mississippi River in Pierce County near Prescott that happened on Saturday. According to a release, 8 people were hurt and taken to the hospital after the explosion, but nobody died. The cause was from the boat's engine, which one of the people on the boat had attempted to restart multiple times. All 11 people on board went into the water. The boat also drifted into a second watercraft after the explosion, catching that boat on fire as well. La Crosse police said that they did not find any evidence of criminal activity in the death of 22-year-old Elliot Hines. Hines was found in the Mississippi River near Brownsville, Minnesota last Wednesday, 3 days after she was reported missing from La Crosse. She had last been seen walking on the 500 block of Front Street South. Police said that autopsy results will take months to confirm the cause of death, but they are continuing to investigate. In a statement, the La Crosse Police Department offered condolences to the woman's family. The state's housing market saw some positive signs in its June home sales report, which showed year-over-year sales up 8.1% and a slowing in the rise of median home prices. For over 4 years, the average cost of a home year-over-year rose 5%. For 3 of the last 4 months, that figure has stayed under 5%. The Wisconsin Realtors Association said that 11.5% of all closings happened in the month of June, and increasing home sales this summer could show an improving housing market. Average home prices in western Wisconsin have been lower than last year for the past 4 months already, while the number of homes sold is the highest in 5 years. However, in La Crosse County, local home sales reached a record median price of $340,000 in June, topping the old record set in May. That figure is also $25,000 more than this time last year and almost $55,000 more than the start of 2025. Median prices of homes in La Crosse County match the statewide number of $340,000. Who will be running for governor in Wisconsin to replace Tony Tony Evers. So far, there are multiple announced candidates from both parties, but there could be several more to announce in the coming weeks and months. On the Democratic side, Sarah Rodriguez, currently the lieutenant governor, has begun her campaign. For Republicans, Bill Berrien and Josh Showman are running campaigns. Campaign finance reports show additional independent candidates or political newcomers have also begun filing. The election for governor is in November of 2026. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators that have introduced the Child Care for Working Families Act, which is part of a package of bills Baldwin says will lower costs for Wisconsin families.
I've introduced a package of bills that will address the challenges that I hear about in every community every day, from the high cost of housing, child care, and household goods.
The child care bill would cover a wide range of issues currently facing child care providers in Wisconsin and across the country.
Our bill ensures that no working family will pay more than 7% of their income on child care. This legislation will also provide grants to help communities in need to open new child care centers, covering startup and licensing costs. We'll also make sure that childcare workers are paid a living wage and achieve parity with elementary school teachers who have similar credentials and experience. Lastly, our bill would dramatically increase access to quality pre-K.
Baldwin said that an investment in childcare will also have other benefits.
When parents cannot find affordable care, they cannot join the workforce or go back to school to get the skills they need to land a good paying job.
Two other bills, the Price Gouging Prevention Act and First Time Homebuyer Tax Credit Act, are part of the package. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has launched the Child Care Bridge Payment Program, which provides $110 million in monthly direct payments to Wisconsin child care providers through June 2026. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Are the Packers tough enough? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp continues. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if the team has been physical enough in the playoffs against teams like the 49ers or the Eagles.
Quite frankly, over the last couple of years, I felt really good about our physicality and our toughness and our ability to play that kind of game. I think there probably were times in the past where I was kind of like, we need to be a little more physical of a football team, but not over the last couple of years.
Baseball. The Brewers with another win, 9-3 over the Cubs. Milwaukee now with a 2-game lead over Chicago. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's a game of people. Those people are at their best self. If Vaughn starts worrying about, like, oh, well, what if next year, what can I, I'm going to set a record. All bets are off. Oh, I got 19 steals. I got to get to 20. No one cares. You know what I mean? No one will care about your baseball card.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Three Body Problem is moving forward with a 2-season cast. The show about a Chinese scientist who inadvertently signals aliens, then discovers they are headed towards Earth and will arrive in a couple decades, was a critic's darling after season one. The scientists band together with a detective to help stave off an existential planetary threat. Claudia Dumit and Ellie DeLange join the cast. Season two of Three Body Problem drops in 2026 on Netflix. Here's a Pete pick. It's an oldie, but a goodie. For whatever reason, I never got around to watching the show Dexter until this past weekend. The Showtime drama thriller about a forensic scientist who is a serial killer, but only kills those he deems deserving, is at times suspenseful, thoughtful, and complex. The show dropped in 2006 and ran for 8 seasons. If you're looking for mystery accompanied by some dismemberment, you have several seasons to binge, and all of them can be streamed at Paramount Plus. In the weird get weirder news, after the Coldplay concert Kiss Cam incident involving astronomer CEO and the company's head of HR, who have both been let go, the company has hired Nepo Baby and publicity hound Gwyneth Paltrow as its temporary spokesman. Astronomer definitely has a sense of humor about itself, since Paltrow is the ex-wife of Coldplay frontman Chris Martin. Some people parlay an Oscar win into better creative work. Then there's Paltrow, who will try to sell anything. Director Richard Linklater and actor Ethan Hawke teamed up again for the film Blue Moon. A biographical drama with lots of music tells the story of Lawrence Hart, who was Richard Rodgers' partner before he connected with Oscar Hammerstein. The film is not expected to hit theaters until October of this year, but it's knocking the socks off most critics with 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Multiple times, the Linklater-Hawke collaborations have led to an Oscar nomination for Hawke. The first steps were big steps for the Fantastic Four at last weekend's box office. To no one's surprise, the new Marvel-Disney effort finished in first place after being aided by good reviews to rake in $117 million domestically and $240 million globally. This is the fourth summer blockbuster to open with over $400 million at the gate. It was all big studio competition for the remaining four spots of the top five. Superman finished in second place with a healthy $25 million in its third week of release. Jurassic World Rebirth came in third with $13 million in its fourth week of release. F1 Racing Flick, F1, finished in fourth place with just over $6 million, and the Smurfs finished in fifth place with $5.5 million in its second week on the big screen. Let's keep going to the movies, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few showers or a thundershower early on today with gradual clearing by late afternoon into this evening. Our high today, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to the mid 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.